What's going on, man?
What up, Craig?
I think we're officially live now. Oh, are we? Like, what? Again, this is week number two now that Jessica's not been here, my office manager. So technology is not the best. So
I'm the same boat as you, so no worries.
Yeah, we're rolling.
I like it.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. First and foremost, obviously everybody knows who this is, Dan Wheeler. He obviously has a huge podcast, and luckily we've got him on here this week. So we appreciate you jumping on with us.
Well, I think it's awesome, dude. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, we're trying. I think I told you a little bit offline, but there was zero expectation with this thing, which is great. But now it's like it's blowing up a little bit. So it's kind of cool. I mean, it's kind of cool that all the people that are getting involved and stuff. So, which, speaking of that, getting involved, I wanted to give a shout out. You see the little ticker here, Ozark like Fence it. And Supply, Joe Everest. They are our new sponsor. So, which obviously they're not in the little banner across up here, wherever we are here. So, again, we'll blame that on Jessica because she's not here to defend herself. But yeah, so we'll get that all updated and stuff. Maybe a couple more to drop. We'll see. See
how I like it.
So what's going on, man? How's life?
Man, good. I just got out of the field. Just life is good, business is good, podcast is great. I can't complain, man. It's maybe I should say life is great too. My wife will kill me. But yeah, things are great, man. I love it. I love where we're at right now. I can't complain. We're in grind season, you know. One day it's hot and humid, one day it's rainy and cool. But dude, we're crushing. Guys are stepping up. So I can't complain. No complaints here.
Yeah. So those guys that don't know, where exactly is River City Fence?
We're in Northwest Illinois, right on the Mississippi, over the river to the greatest state in the country, Iowa. I know you know that, Craig. So straight west out of Chicago till you hit Iowa. That's where we're at. Almost in that tri-state Wisconsin, Iowa, Illinois area. So we're way up here.
Was that a Caitlin Clark thing? Is that what you're saying? Iowa?
Right. Well, she's the greatest thing from Iowa in a long time. Some may say it's the only greatest thing from Iowa. Yeah. She's from Des Moines. Iowa's great, man. Everyone talks bad about it, Ryan Sloop especially. But man, I love it. You know, there's nothing like, well, right now the corn's like 8 feet tall, so there's not a lot going on, but I'll take that any day.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys might be the only place that has more corn than we do. Because we're known for it. Everyone's like, oh, Indiana's got corn and that's it. There's cornfields everywhere. And I'm like, what? So I was going to ask you too. Obviously, a lot of people know your story and stuff. They know about you because, like I told you, you're one of the big dogs in the industry. So for those of us little guys that maybe might have just heard of you, how'd you guys get started and stuff? And like, you know, tell us a little bit about your business.
So business side, River City Fence. I'm second generation, actually. This year is 39 years in business. So next year will be 40 years. My dad still, you know, owns it. I'm still heavily involved. I like to think I'm taking over more and more every day. So, we've been around the block a few times. Like on the podcast, I always say there's not much I haven't seen or done. We're a commercial, industrial, and residential fence company. A lot of automated gates, stuff like that. We actually have a really cool project coming up with one of those tilt gates. We've never done one yet, so we're bringing in a big heavy hitter for that, actually. I'm excited for that. We do a little bit of everything. Backstops, baseball fields, to a normal backyard chain link, vinyl, ornamental steel. No aluminum, ornamental steel here. But other than that, wood, whole nine yards.
You don't do any aluminum?
Nope. No aluminum here. We're in a steel. And I'll be completely honest, Craig, that ornamental looking backyards, I see a lot of markets, you know, every backyard's 4 foot ornamental or 5 foot ornamental aluminum or steel. Most of ours are going to be like black vinyl chain link. That's our bread and butter. But if they want to, you know, upgrade, I just did one today. We do Ameristar steel. We love it. The quality and strength is superior. So we don't really venture. If we did a ton of it, maybe I'd kind of dab into that aluminum because I like that no dig. I see how fast you guys are doing it. Yeah. But but no, we're just, I might do 5 a year, so it's not worth my time.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm actually getting ready to build a no-dig aluminum here at my house. I think I told you, but we just moved, so we're getting everything set up and got to let the dog out. So, yeah. yeah, but a lot of the neighborhoods around here, they require only aluminum. So you can't really, well, aluminum or PVC. And then, I mean, you have no other options for anything else. And then we run into a lot. People don't want to pay steel prices. So then it's like they want to go aluminum, or some try to sneak in a wood fence or something. So just kind of depends, I guess.
But. Yeah, I never even priced an aluminum backyard. Now, I've done aluminum, but it's industrial, so which is, you know, few and far in between. And, you know, when you talk pricing, typically in those jobs, you know, price isn't an issue. It's kind of an open checkbook. So they're expecting that super high dollar, but it's on the industrial setting. It's for a reason, typically.
Yeah. No, that's... Yeah, it's, I mean, I guess even here, I mean, I do fencing for the energy company here, and we do some steel for them because obviously they need that extra strength.
Yep.
So, but yeah, it's been not too many for us, I guess. But so let's talk about your podcast, man.
Yeah.
Your podcast is another big deal. So how's that going for you, man?
Yeah, it's going, man. It's, you know, we're growing every month. We hit like a milestone on download. So it's a lot of work. It is a lot of work every night. You know, I'm actually, for the first time ever, Craig, I've really made it a goal to bank these episodes because we're three a week now. We're Monday with the Michigan Fence Academy. Wednesday, it's King Cone Farm Fence Supply. So it's ag specific, or middle ag to be specific. And then Friday is with Expert Sand Sale. So that's just another podcast. Yeah. But man, we've been bringing on some heavy hitters, got some big names reaching out to be on. So it's been a grind, dude. I think I don't know what I am, 3 years in now or something like that, but we just hit 200 episodes today, actually. So I'm going to do a little something special next week. Obviously I missed that because I'm just too busy to know that we hit 200, but I'm going to do a little something special next week. And I'm excited for that one, but yeah, it's been, and I love the podcast. I love talking fence. Mm-hmm. I started the podcast to help River City Fence to grow and get bigger. And it absolutely has done that. And two, to help the small guy, the guy coming up, because we've been there and done that. Even though we've been in business 39 years, we've done stuff the hard way for a long time. I've been doing this since I was a child. So I remember hand nailing wood fences. I remember before machines. I remember before no dig. You know, I remember all that. I remember before impacts when you used to use a ratchet, you know, dude, it's not even, I remember before we would get saccharine, we would mix sand, gravel, and Portland. And if you want to talk about make a man out of someone, try that one time. You know, I've been doing that my whole life. So, but yeah, it's been great. The guests that's been on, the listeners, it's just been a great time, and I wouldn't, it's a lot of work, but I wouldn't trade it for nothing.
Yeah. I didn't know that you're going 3 days a week. That's, that is a lot of work to put in. And then obviously me and you talked a little bit too, about it, but it's hard at times to keep getting guests rolling in and keeping topics and everything. Yeah. Cause I mean, there's so many podcasts out these days that it's hard to like Caleb, he was on mine, and then literally 12 hours later he's on Joe Everest.
Yeah.
And it's like, dang, man, like, you know, it's ever, which me and Joe are completely different, obviously, and
right,
and he asked a lot of questions that I didn't ask, and you know, vice versa. So it's kind of cool to get different, you know, perspectives from people and stuff. But I think you can officially see 1 to 2 podcasts every day of the week now.
Yeah. So, at least I would say Monday, Wednesday, Friday's covered, Tuesday's covered. Yeah, Saturday. Yeah, dude, it's you know, we were talking offline, the lawn and landscape world, some will call it, there's some podcasters will call this market saturated. I beg to differ because we're all different. Yeah. And I don't know about you, Craig, but I don't work, let's just say there's one podcast a day at an hour long, 6 hours a week. I work like 60 hours a week. So unless there's 60 podcasts at 1 hour long each, I got plenty of you know, listening time, between these two eyes here, to soak it up in. So there, I love what everyone does. I don't hate on anyone. I know it's a grind. I know it's hard, right? Stepping out of your bubble, and get in front of a, you're in front of a camera. I'm not in front of a camera. No one wants to see this mug, dude. I just hit record and send it to a producer. You're doing the whole nine. I could never figure out this StreamYard thing. I did like a quick call with Dan Turberville. He's like, oh, it's so easy, so easy.
Yeah.
And dude, I took notes. I always have a notepad in front of me. And I was lost in 10 seconds. I'm like, Dan, I think I'll just stick to just audio only.
But hold on. Dan is super smart.
Yes, he is. So very smart.
Everything's easy to him. And he's like, it's a piece of cake. And I'm like, no, man, it's not. No.
It's just like, he has a CRM. Dude, he has Simpalo.
Yeah.
Like,
use it.
Yeah, you use it. So he's like, if you can create one of those, like the only thing I'm creating is like a mixed drink or something, dude. I can't do a dang CRM.
I'm like, Dan, you're now like up here, and us other guys are like right here. Like, I mean, just talking to, and he's like, look, so just click here, click this, click that. And I'm like, what? Hold on.
Well, yeah.
And I go back. But I mean, the program is super easy, and I love Dan. I was on I was on his show and stuff, but they're great dudes, man. And that's another thing, like his show is like mostly commercial based and stuff. Yep. So
exactly.
So it's good stuff.
And I think the fence world really is trend. Well, you could blame it on a slower year. Maybe I think it's just a normal year, but guys are trying to branch out in that commercial world. Mm-hmm. So there's always a lot of questions, and you know, he has a podcast literally dedicated to the commercial fence world. So I absolutely go give him a listen, because he's big time in it.
Yeah, no, he is, and the dude is super friendly too. Like he'll help out with anything, and he's like, yeah, man, I got you. And like he'll call me in his truck and stuff. He's like, I got you, and I'm like, dang, man, appreciate you.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Yeah, no, I do. And I was going to give a shout out to Billy. Yep. Billy Grove. Mm-hmm. Do you see what they just announced today?
Yeah, I vaguely looked at it. I've been busy. I ran right in here, but I don't get on Facebook too much, but I vaguely glanced at it.
Yeah, I guess he's going to be running a training truck for Mr. Fence Academy.
Okay, awesome.
So I think if I read right, and I don't know if people are in or know anything about it, but I think I've seen that he's getting his own trailer.
Okay.
So I'm assuming gonna travel around the South and help train people and stuff. And so that's super cool for him and Sean and those guys, keep that thing growing. So
man, the industry is changing, man. It is changing real quick.
Yeah. I love it though.
I do too.
I love how everybody's like willing to help each other out and stuff, and no one's, I mean, you still got some of those people out there, right?
Yeah, but they'll always be there. Yeah,
yeah, but for the most part, the core group of people, it's like everyone's willing to help out however they can. So,
well, look at now you got Unhinged with My Salesman, which is, you know, of course you're going to get haters, but there's those group of guys. Who was I talking to? Oh, Zach Romero. I think it was offline when I had him on.
Yeah.
Like there's those group of guys with young families, and it's like the old school, like in the 30s or 40s when families used to gather around the radio, right? Now they're gathered around an iPad or a phone and listen to this short story form. And it's cool. It's different. Is it for everyone? Maybe not, but I think it's cool. And again, you know, they took the time, energy, and money to do it. And I think what they're doing is awesome.
Yeah, no, it is. And which we just had a comment come up. I thought it was pretty funny to see. Craig, you have that podcast voice. Appreciate it. I think it's the mic, man. The mic makes it sound more official, I guess.
No, you just got that voice. You got that Howard Stern voice, Craig. Yeah. I think you got that little Howard in you, man. I think you got a little Howard. Huh?
Hey, if this thing blows up that big, I'll take it. I won't do the things that he does.
next week you'll have a co-host or like a producer person, like a Jamie and Joe Rogan in the background, and you'll have a TV hilarious. On the wall, and
like this is how it is now, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, that's what I was saying. Like I started this thing with zero expectation, and shout out to our sponsors, Contractor Accelerator and Quick Pool, and obviously now Ozark Fence. So we appreciate that. So now it's like, I guess, officially a podcast because I had to go and get it registered and all that good stuff. So, Jordan here.
Craig, oh, yeah, I loved it.
A smooth jazz.
Craig, you need to say, like, next up.
Yeah.
I don't even know what jazz.
I can't think of anybody.
Next up, R. Kelly. Maybe that's a bad example.
Yeah, we can't use him. No. Yeah. We might as well have said, you know, P. Diddy or whatever.
Who was I thinking of? I don't know anybody in that world, but I can see him. But it'll come to me like in an hour. But yeah, that's awesome.
No, Jordan's great, man. He did a lot of stuff with us. Great dude. Went and had some lunch with him and his crew out in Vegas last year. So they've been great. Love Jordan. Anytime he needs anything, I'd help him out. So
yeah, he's a good guy.
But yeah, so what else you got, man? You're kind of like me. Like, let's just talk about life and things, and go from there. So,
man, how's your guys' market over there? How's things going? Is it steady year, slower year? How's it looking?
So it was honestly like crazy, and it was like, man, there was everything going on, calls constantly. Then we hit like a 2 to 3 week span where it just like dropped quick. Mm. And I got kind of worried because I was like, man, should we start, you know, doing some more marketing and stuff? And then, but I held off because we had a backlog in our schedule. So, and then I was like, well, we'll get caught up a little bit. Well, and then since then, it's picked right back up. So
when was that slowdown? What time frame was that?
It was honestly maybe a month ago, maybe a month and a half.
Yeah, but you'll get that like out of school, out of school. You get that slow down. A lot of guys panic. That's what Sean preaches, you know, data year over year over year. Mm-hmm. Then you'll see it. You'll see it coming because there's guys out there. Chris Steele is one of them. Matt Sherdana is another one. Like they can tell you their best months year after year and their slowest month year after year. They just have so much data. I got to get to that point personally, but we've just been doing it so long. I just know that's coming.
Yeah.
And then you can expect it. So it's no room, like we're no time to panic, but you can expect it. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what, cause I think I may have told you, cause you know, we hung out a little bit, in Nashville, but I told you, so I've only owned the company myself a year and 7 months now. So before then I basically was just an installer out with the crews and stuff and everything, and just kind of, you know, doing that. And I didn't really do a ton of stuff on the owner side, even though I was part owner, but I wasn't really doing that stuff. And then, so now it's like, man, I do need to get all the data and stuff like these guys. Cause then it's important, obviously. And you gotta have that stuff. So Jordan says he's going to be in Vegas. I assume without question, you're going
to
be there.
Yeah. I hope to be. I'll be in Reno the week before that. So it's going to be, My fall is looking real packed real quick. There's the East Coast Rivalry is like in a month. The Fall Fence Forum is in that time frame. The West Coast Show, I teach at AFAU down in Tulsa this year. So, and that's in first week of November. Tony Summit is in there in December, which leads right into winter. So it is, man, the fence world's booming, dude. Like it is booming.
I know. There's so many things to go to.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. But I'm going to the Vegas. I actually got – it was kind of cool, kind of put this all in perspective because, again, we weren't having any expectations with this thing. And then Susan K. Worley hits me up and was like, hey, you want some media passes? Mm. She's like, we'd like to have you there. And I'm like, me? Yeah. You sure?
Yeah.
So, I was like, yeah, I'll go sit next to Dan and hang out and stuff and do that. So I'll be there. And then I think I'm actually going to teach a class too. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. The shows now, dude, are just are great. And I think there's more and more coming, dude. It is, if you're in the fence world right now, especially a young company, man, I'm jealous because dude, you know what I'm saying? Like it's wild to see where we're going, where we came from. I just think it's a great time to be in the fence world.
Well, yeah, like you kind of hit on it earlier. The newer companies like us and, you know, even newer guys, because as a company, we've been out, 8 years now? 6 years? 7 years? Somewhere in there. 6, 7 years. But all the technology, I mean, driving post and stuff, and we're not mixing concrete as much. I mean, obviously, we still do. So,
yeah.
But for the most part, you know, you're not having to kill people's backs or anything like that. So it's kind of nice.
Yeah, it's so different. I remember, I don't want to age myself, Craig, but so I remember I never really ran a little beaver because my dad was kind of ahead of the curve and bought mm-hmm. the first stand-on machine ever, you know, like the Dingles of the world, bought the first stand-on machine ever. And that's kind of like what set us apart. That was a long time ago, but like, everyone talks about that beaver back, like in my area, like the fence guy, you're constantly bent over. And back then they were a lot more crude than what they are now. Like it was like you hit a root or rock and, you know, you're going to the chiropractor tomorrow. So like, it was just so, everything's so different. I love it. Things, and we're not stopping, like, you know, competition is just, and it's friendly competition, right? Between whatever manufacturers, distributors, install it, whatever you may want to call it, things are just growing and it's pushing the industry just further and further and further ahead every day, it seems like.
Yeah, what's nice is it feels like, at least in my eyes, it feels like everyone listens. They listen to what we're all saying
now.
So they're making adjustments and stuff, like, you know, like shout out to Brian with US Hammer. Yep. He just made a new post cap. I think it fits
2 3/8 and inch and 5/8 for 065, which I don't know what gauge is. We call it 065. And yes, I am buying multiple ones of those. that Craig is a game changer. That makes allows you to drive that 065 pipe, which in a residential setting, people may crucify me for this, it's plenty strong. We've been doing it for 39 years. Now you can drive it and it doesn't mushroom. You don't have to like take the collar off and cut it and put it. Dude, game changer. I talked to Matt with JC Fence, and he brought it out there when he went up for like a demo days, probably well over the 4th or the week before the 4th. He's a game changer. Take the driver off, hit the cap with the hammer or something, it comes off, move to the next post. Obviously, it's mushroom. You're cutting it off anyway. Like, I was like, dude, I'm buying 10. I love it.
Love it. That's great because, I mean, that's why – I mean, I have one guy that does a little bit of sub work for us, and he drives residential stuff. But then he uses a rhino. So, and then the rhino apparently doesn't hit hard enough to mushroom it. But, so then we were obviously going schedule 40, on all of our stuff. But now I'm like, that's huge.
that's huge. Yeah.
That's great stuff. So, so do you guys do a ton of driving now?
Yeah. Vinyl. We drive everything. Chain link, we drive a lot. I still love a concreted terminal, you know, a gatepost, you know, corners, and I can drive. But I, with us, and I'm sure you're kind of in the same boat, like we have basements here. So when you drive next to a house, typically you're going to find something like a drain tube or a, I don't know what those are called. You know what I'm talking about?
A footer.
And the footers are usually 8 feet down for us.
Really?
Like a basement. Yeah. We won't find a footer. But you know, like the drain tubes, you'll find that typically here. So it's hard. Sometimes I will if I get gutsy, but still, we're driving everything. Even for my Ameristar job that we did, that steel fence, we'll drive kind of like Mid-America Fence Supply. They drive 1 5/8 and we slide our 2-inch steel over it, and then boom, we're going. So we're driving as much as I can. And I got my US hammers, dude. I love them to death.
I know we do too. That's what we love, the hammer. And then I know everybody keeps saying you need to get a bull, but I haven't heard anything really bad with them yet.
I have a bull. I have a bull too.
Oh, do you?
Yep.
Do you love it?
Yep. Yep. Each driver has its place. Driver has its place. A US hammer is so flipping versatile. You pull the start, you're driving it in seconds. Yeah. Gas it, prime it, choke it, drive it. Bull, they're a little bit more set up, but if you're driving a 40 post, 2.5-inch 40 weight for a vinyl job, I'd probably run the bull. But man, if you're, I do, again, chain link and vinyl really is my bread and butter. On the vinyl side, I like that bull, but on the chain link, 100% the US hammer is just so quick and easy, and it just hits like a, you know what, you know how it hits, like, each driver has its own kind of and then again the bull I like on really big wood jobs with the Postmasters, we drive those too.
Yeah, we I forget who it was. I think it was Billy. Billy was like, dude, Craig, you need to get a bull.
Yeah, he's
like,
you do.
They're no joke.
Yep.
You it need, just seems you like need. A lot to bring out and stuff. But I guess if you're doing a 40 post job, it probably makes up for it in the time. Because I heard that thing is no joke.
It hits, you know, and it's, again, I love my US hammer. There's jobs, you know, when you get in like, I don't know, I just did 1,000-foot three rail, like it was kind of hilly in one spot, 100% that US hammer's coming out because I'm not dragging a hose in the bowl. But like when I'm on long stretches, dude, you can set the bowl here and run 200-foot air hoses this way. Dude, you're hitting 400 feet, you know, linear feet. Like it's more balanced, but again, each of them has their pros to it and cons, yeah. But I love them both and I wouldn't do business without either one of them.
Yeah, that's, we're going to have to pull the trigger on it. I think.
Do it. And do the big air tank too. Do the big air tank. Yep.
Yeah. What tank is that?
30 gallon.
30. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess maybe if my guys are listening, which I think they're all on sites, but we're going to get one. So,
yeah, I love it. I have nothing negative. A little bit of WD-40 for maintenance before and after. Mm-hmm. Dude, you can't beat that.
Yeah. Cause actually, Dino Spence, Steven Spence.
Yep.
He just got one not too long ago. I think he went down to one of Sean's trainings or something and then bought one down there. So,
yeah, I first got my hands on it in Boston. Mm-hmm. I was up there doing my like a little yearly Boston tour. I love those guys up there. And they're on ledge, dude. They are on ledge. There's this much dirt in Boston. All of Boston has 2 inches of dirt. And I'm not exaggerating. And Sean goes up there and like, we're doing it. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, Sean, you know, this is ledge, bro. Like these, like Craig, like there's these rocks and they build a house on it. Like they don't even attempt to get rid of it. There's no grass in these yards. It's just a rock. You'll drive down the street and there'll be a rock the size of a Chevy van or something just sitting in the front yard. And I'm like, dude, I think you got your handful, Sean.
Yeah.
And then dude, we did it. We drove every wood, vinyl, chain link, and aluminum, the I-beam. And you know, we went from small to big. And yeah, some posts needed the big ones. But there's ways around it, right? Like the little hammer drill thing and you know, pre-drill it and split a rock or two and just drive through it. It's amazing, man. Like the way tools have come, like how far, it's just unreal.
Well, and I'll say too, speaking of Sean. Because we've been to a couple of his trainings and stuff. And I will say this, though. That dude, there'll be a problem or something. And most times it's like, you know how sometimes things come up and it takes guys 30, 45, an hour to figure out like, all right, how are we going to do it? Sean's like 37 seconds. This is what we're doing.
Yeah.
And then it's like, boom, done. It's like, dude, how did your mind think that quick to like figure this out? So, yeah. Shout out to Brian. Brian here. What's up, guys? Your show is what Friday's all about. Well, Brian, I appreciate that.
It's that Friday voice. I like it, Craig. Yeah.
I'm getting everybody ready, man. Let's calm down. It's been a rough week.
It's been a rough week, guys. Crack a beer, your favorite cocktail.
Yeah.
The smooth jazz from the 80s coming to you.
You're on B107.5.
We have on Saturday and Sundays, it's like patio jazz on one of the – I haven't listened to the radio in – 5 years, but it's just all day Saturday and Sunday. And the person's like, patio jazz. It's like, they talk so light. I'm like, speak up, people. We can't hear you in the back.
You know what's funny is, and I told you because we started a little early today because I'm coaching, because I coach basketball. But I always get parents that are like, you need to yell more at the kids. And I'm like, I don't yell. Like, this is me. I'm like, they know expectations. I tell them what's all, you know, what I want from them. And then that's it. And then they go out and do it. And if they don't do it, they hang out with me over here on the bench.
Yep.
So, but it's worked out for me. And I was like, I mean, that's even like, you know, my guys, they can tell whenever I'm frustrated or whatever. Cause they're like, and your voice kind of went up a little bit there.
Yeah.
Like, is everything all right? And I'm
like, it went up two notches. Well, it went from here to right here. And like, they're like, oh God, Craig's now me, like I'm throwing wheelbarrows across the yard, dude. You like picking up an auger and throwing it like a spike or something.
They're like, oh, Craig's ticked. We need to get this done.
Yeah.
All right, guys, let's get it. So, but I do need to give a shout out to the sponsors again. Contractor Accelerator, if you guys need a CRM, great people. Amanda and Jennifer will take care of you guys. We use them personally. So I actually learned some things that it can do when I had her on the show. And I was like, I didn't even know that. So, but then QuickPool, obviously a lot of people, you guys got a QuickPool?
I don't, but I've had my hands on it. I've interviewed Rowdy and Kelly. Mm-hmm. So it's a great tool. They're great people too.
Yeah. No, it's great. My guys love it because obviously it's not killing their backs or anything. And then it can pull a lot of stuff. I actually have a kid home from college and he uses that thing all the time. I basically have his name on it because he's a young baseball player. So he can use all his muscle for that. So, and then shout out to our new sponsor, Ozark Fence and Supply, Joe Everest and those guys. Joe does want me to let you guys know that they ship very fast. So I'm not sure if you guys have gotten material from them, but if orders are received before 3 p.m. Central Time, they're shipped out that same day. So evening, overnight orders, all that shipped out next business day. And then they also ship them. They pay attention. They're double checked by fencing guys. So they make sure you get the right stuff, because what's worse than going to supplier and like, dude, I'm missing 8 tension bands. Like, how'd you miss that?
Or you get inch and 3/8 brace bands to the inch and 5/8. Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, hello, like, is anybody paying attention here?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was my voice raised, by the way.
Whoa, calm down here, Craig. All right, calm down. All
right. I'm getting ready for my game later on. So calm down. But so yeah, man. We talked about the fence industry and how it's been blossoming and everybody's, you know, pretty cool these days. Which I was going to ask you, who are these guys? JC North Shore think fence.
Matt with JC Fence. Yep.
Yeah, they do a lot of stuff on social media.
Yeah.
And let's start this one up here real quick. Sorry. Have you had them on before,
Matt?
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. What's his last name?
Sheridana.
Oh yeah.
So it's Matt with JC Fence or Matt with Elite Technique. That's Matt. That's he's my most downloaded guest. So
really,
by a landslide.
Really, how many downloads can I ask? Is that allowed to?
No. That's a sponsor only type thing. I have to have you sign like an NDA type thing, Greg.
I gotcha. I was just gonna say, because then I'll come on, man. Let's try to break the record.
Hey, you're welcome to come on, Craig. Anytime after 6:30 Monday through Thursday, I record.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And we'll have a soft jazz night one night on a Wednesday. Get everybody ready.
What's that one dude? Remember back in the day, Craig? You're about my age. Remember the dude with the long perm hair with the saxophone? Kenny G? Is it Kenny G? Yeah, is it Kenny G? Yeah. Remember those infomercials? Like, oh, the Kenny G's hits. Like on 14 CDs. Like,
That's great.
Yeah.
That's you know what? Well, speaking of Brian, I just thought of this. So let me ask you this question. Brian had a big, we all had a big debate last week. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm going to see what you call it. Those things that you have that have two straps and you wear it. What would you call that?
A backpack?
A backpack? Not a book bag?
A book bag? I was going to say book bag or a backpack.
Yeah. I called it a book bag and they were all like cracking up because like, you're showing your age, man. I was like,
well, I was going to say that actually, but I'm like, I was going to say that. I'm like, nope, I'm going to call it backpack.
Yeah. Which was weird because we literally talked about backpacks for like, I don't know, 10 minutes because everybody was like, no, it's a book bag or our backpack, not a book bag. Because Contractor Accelerator is actually giving out one of those bags or backpack coolers if you sign up in the month of July. So. But you got to sign up and then I think pay 1 month and then you get a bag. Mm-hmm. So that way you can't be like, yeah, we're signing up. Get your bag. And be like, see ya. Yeah.
They always give something away really cool at the shows. Always do.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they had one of those. I told her, I was like, I put in like 5 names on there and I didn't even win one. So yeah. but I really didn't do that.
just kidding. Yeah.
Yeah. Just kidding, guys. So, yeah. Are you going to demo days?
If I get out there, yeah, I'll be there. Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
I'm excited for that. I think it's going to be pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I just hope it's not like 105 degrees.
Yeah. I don't know. When I left Vegas last year, because it was like oddly cool when I came in, yeah, they said, but I was still sweating from the, the airport to the car and then the car to the hotel. And then I didn't walk back outside again until a week later. And then like the doors, you know, the giant doors open at the hotel. I'm like, oh, Jesus. Like I thought somebody, you know, when you walk into Home Depot in the winter and they got those giant heaters blowing, like that's what I thought was on, but it just never went away. Yeah.
You know, those heaters remind me like, do you remember the Michael Jackson video when like he's hit with like the, the wind? That's what it is. Like,
you're aging us, Craig, but yes, I do remember.
Like most of the people that are probably watching this know about that. So
yeah,
there's Dan. We Danny actually were T. talking about you earlier. All good things.
I call him Danny T. He said he,
Danny
he
T.
does not like the name Danny. I'm like, hey, dude, I'm in the same boat as you, bro.
Which I think he also, what was it? He doesn't like the word fencing. I think he just likes fence.
He's one of those. So there's guys that like the word fencing, but not fence.
Yeah. Mm. Which was really awkward because we're Eubanks fencing. And I was like, hey.
Now that I know that, now I'm going to be awkward when I talk to him. I'm River City fencing. Yeah. Yeah. River City. Well, I don't know what I am. It depends on the day. Yeah.
Yeah. That's hilarious. No, Dan, if you're still on here, man, we were talking about Simpalo earlier. So, and how awesome it is and stuff. So, but yeah. See what else we got here. We'll pretend like we're looking at our notes and no notes. Uh-oh. Let's see what Brian's got to say here. I bet Craig wears his book bag. All right. I'm not that. Well, I guess that show was on when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But yeah. No, I don't watch it. But yeah, it... Which that was the other thing we talked about too. Brian wanted to start charging by the pound for things. And then everybody was talking about euros and all this stuff. And yeah, it was just like, there was a lot of engagement, which to give a shout out to, we talked about Sean and how they got their Mr. Fence Academy. And then also give a shout out to Purple Coaching. Mm-hmm. So Michael and Robert Whitaker, none of those guys are sponsors of the show, but give a shout out to them because they're all good dudes doing good things for the industry. So,
and there's more and more. Tony's one of them.
Tony. Yeah.
Dude, there's if you haven't been to his summit, it's in Branson, Missouri this year. Mm-hmm. Craig, man, I recommend it. It's gonna be. He brought some. Man, it was in Monkey Island last year, which sounds like a weird name. It's a weird place. Trust me, they do this. So I driving in there, they have a store. I swear to you, Craig, this is like a meme somewhere. And it's a Dollar General and a Dollar Tree, one store. Swear to you. It's very weird. But yeah, it was a great time. Big heavy hitters, great speakers. I love what he's doing. But all three of those guys, man, it's great. Back to being, it's a great time being in the fencing world when you got specific coaches like that just for your trade. Yeah. They have built fence companies, mm-hmm. been there, done that, can just – dude, accelerate you like through the roof overnight.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I'm with the Purple guys now. Mm-hmm. And yeah, literally you can, anything that comes up, you know, those guys are in the industry. So they understand, you know, it's a lot different because a lot of guys have coaches. So, which I realize more people do than what you think, but it's like, why not have one in the industry instead of being like rivals, like help each other out and like, which is exactly what they're doing. So it's good stuff now.
You don't have to explain to the coach because a normal business coach would be like, Craig, why can't your guys go build a fence? It's only January 15th, right? Like, just go build it. No, well, the weather and we have to, you know, there's frost in the ground or there's snow or whatever. And they don't get that where these guys have been there, done that. They know exactly what you're going through. They, you know, months prior to that, they're like, hey, we need to start preparing for XYZ. They're mm-hmm. already been there, done that. They plateaued that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's 100% true because it's difficult to build fence in January here. Yeah. So, yeah. Which for you, it's probably even a little bit harder.
Yeah. I don't step foot January, typically it's February. But well, this last year, thanks to global warming, man, we built a lot of fence here through the winter. Like, I'll take that any day.
Dude, we had a ton of like commercial repairs during the winter time, which was great because they paid just like, you know, a normal residential yard. So and then it was like fantastic with all the business and stuff. And what's frost? Brian asked.
How much time do you have?
Yeah. Like, well, Brian, we also don't know what it feels like to be, you know, 120 degrees and stuff. So, I mean, we do get hot, but not that
bad. We get humid hot, though, not that dry heat crap.
Dude, they always say, oh, but it's dry heat. Dude, 120 is 120 degrees.
Yeah, it's no kidding. Hot. Like, they don't have grass. It's just gravel. Like, dude, everything's just gravel. There's no greenery. I don't know what I would do. I'd spray paint my gravel green or something. Did I have to have some type of green?
Yeah. Well, and that's what, so a lot of people don't know this, but I used to be a sheriff. So we actually flew out one time to Phoenix, Arizona, and everyone's like, was it nice out there? And I'm like, it was like deserts and sand and dirt.
Yeah.
Like there was like small patches of grass everywhere.
Everyone's like, it's so beautiful. I'm like,
yeah,
my yard, Craig, our yard is an acre at our shop and it's just gravel. If I want to go to Arizona on vacation, I'll just go into my yard in July or August. Like, what's the difference, dude?
Yeah. Like I'm getting the same sunburn here that I would there. So
exactly.
Yeah. Which I wonder if Brian's still watching. Cause I forget what the, Brian says, I'm the last person on my block with grass. That's hilarious. I wonder, Brian, how much grass do you have? Is it like a 10 by 10 square or like,
and it's probably like artificial.
Yeah, it's turf.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. But yeah, so I do wonder what the weather is going to be like out there, because I think last year at the fence and security show it rained and someone was saying it was like the first time it rained in a long time there or something.
It was like the week before, and they were having, I believe, flooding. So that's why, like, when I got in, it was tolerable.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, coming out of August in the Midwest, it's the hottest, most humid part of the year. And then getting there, so it wasn't bad. I'm like, well, it's not bad. And they're like, well, just wait. And then, yeah, I didn't leave that building for a week. And when I left, I was like, good God. I was like, it was bad. It wasn't good.
Well, some of us went down to the strip, and when we went there, like cars were hydroplaning and stuff, and they were like, something about the roads weren't made really for water or something. I don't know if they were just lying to us, but I was like, man, that's crazy, because obviously here we get that all the time. So we're used to this stuff. We have drainage and all that stuff.
Yeah, we have sewers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it does rain, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Just like in Nashville at Fence Tech, like when I got in, like there was still ice over the roads, like, and there were still stuck cars.
Yeah.
And I'm like, don't you guys have plows? Like, didn't you plow this? They're like, no, we don't do that. And I'm like, you see trees like broken over. And I'm like, guys, and the sidewalks, I'm like, don't you have a snow shovel? Like, it's real easy. A snow blower, you just walk and it blows it, and people can walk.
Yeah, which is funny because obviously you guys probably get hit with a lot more snow than we do, but here in Indy or Indianapolis, we get like, now we get like one bad snow a year. And my wife's like, you got to sell your snow blower. She's like, it takes up too much room. And we don't really, I'm like, no, because as soon as I sell it, we're going to get hammered.
Yeah.
Like, not doing that. No way.
We don't get snow, actually. We got 21 inches all the week before Fence Tech, and that's it. That's it.
Really?
Yep, that's it. And so I got one of those new battery Eagle or Echo, I don't know what it was. And I was like wanting to use it and stuff. I use it one time and that's it. So it's weird, man. I don't know. You can blame it on whatever, but I'll take it. We work more in the winter now than ever. Yeah. And no dig has something to do with it, but yeah, I'll take it.
How much do you guys slow down in the winter?
We only slow down because it's ridiculously cold. Like we'll have a high of 0 degrees or negative 10, like, cause we get wind and then that's when because what happens is we'll get rain in the winter and then you'll get a week of negative 30 overnight. And then now you got 2 foot of frost in the ground. And if no one's ever dealt with frost, like it, you're not, you might as well dig through solid concrete. So
yeah,
it's not happening.
No, no, it's not. It's funny because I'll get some of my guys will send me like pictures of like icicles and stuff from their nose. They're like, it's a little cold. And I'm like, yeah, it's wintertime.
Yeah.
So
I'm like, it comes every year. Like, like, you know, the people at the gas station every morning, like putting air in their tire. I'm like, now you knew winter was coming, right? And you had that leaky tire. And in the winter, it gets even worse. So
yeah,
I have a hard time feeling bad for you.
Yeah. No, it's like the same. People do the same routines and stuff. They're like, come on, guys. Like,
yep.
It's even with summertime. I had one guy complain. He was like, man, it's like 95. Like, well, it's July. So it's pretty warm out.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, other than that, though, we have a pretty solid group of guys. Our chemistry is pretty good. That's my coaching hat, but our chemistry is pretty good. So everybody gets along. We have good times. We joke around a lot on job sites and stuff because, I mean, it's like a job. So everybody knows at times work sucks. So we try to have fun with it and then still get work done. But
yeah, you have to. Yeah. You got to bring, you know, there's a time to like have fun on a job site. There's time to work. You got to have a little bit of both. Otherwise, it just becomes too like sucky, right? Like there's a time for both. We have a lot of fun on the job site, so I can't complain either.
Yeah. Now, do you guys do like, I know Matt Warner's got like those meetings where he makes everybody breakfast and stuff. Do you guys do that stuff?
I don't. But if I get all my guys together on a job, if we like down tomorrow, we're not all on a job. If I, depending on what time we finish, you know, we might hit up the Chinese buffet or something. They love those things.
Yeah.
We'll do that. So it does come here and there. Now, do I take like time out of a Monday? No, we're probably not at that point yet. So,
yeah.
But now we do have like a, I don't know how you want to call it, like a dispatch meeting in the morning, every morning at 7:05, guys come in. I have the sheets, pull sheets. You do this. You and you are doing this. This is what we need loaded. Figure it out type thing. So, but we do that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's, we had a, we made omelets one time. Well, not too long ago, I guess it was still a little chilly, but we made omelets and stuff. And then I do take them to lunch here and there. We'll do like a, you know, everybody comes out and goes to lunch, especially on like rain days. Like we'll do some training in the morning. We'll do some lunch and then send everybody home early or something. So just to keep that chemistry together and guys wanting to be there and stuff. And so that way when you call and you're like, hey, we got to work on Saturday.
Yeah.
They're like, all right. Then if they say no, you're like, remember I bought you lunch?
Yep. So, remember that sausage, egg, and cheese omelet I made for you? Like,
I literally made it on the grill. Like, you seen me make it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, no, it's cool, man. We love it here. And I was going to say, too, with the indie market, a lot of the guys here, you know, we all help each other out, too, with different jobs and stuff. We got some that are suppliers as well. But it's, again, going back to all that, like, it's, the industry is great with that. And with the guys, like, cause even like Spence, I told you about him, Steven Spence. I mean, he'll call me and like, hey man, you got any extra this size post or whatever. And then I'll hit him. I'm like, hey man, we had a driver go down. You got an extra one. And then he'll like, you know, we help each other out with that. So it's kind of nice, but we are like 40 minutes from each other. So it's got to be worth it to drive out there.
Right, so, exactly. But it's nice to lean on someone. It's nice.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, man, you're on an island by yourself and, you know, it gets lonely out there. So.
Yeah. What's funny is I should tell him, dude, our drivers went down. Let me borrow that bull. Because he bought a bull.
So yeah.
We could try that out. So. But yeah.
Sorry, my dogs are barking out there.
Oh, you're good.
I have a German Shepherd that's like a protector, so something.
Well, is somebody coming in the house right now?
Like, no. I think my dude. Yeah, he's going to the bathroom. The guy that's it's all right.
Gotcha. No worries. So yeah, man, we're hitting close to about that hour, which is about where we usually cut it off, just to you know, whether people are listening to us while they're driving or whatever it may be. that way it doesn't take too much of their Friday. You know, they get back to their lives. But you got anything else? Anything cool that you want to drop?
I love what you're doing. I know it takes time, energy, and effort, money, right? Like, I think we need more guys like yourself in the trade. But I look forward to seeing you here at these upcoming shows. So, I'm excited, dude. This year is gonna be awesome. There's more and more, and they're like beneficial. They're not just like you go there and hang out, even though you do go there and hang out, but the education side on a lot of these shows, the networking side on all these shows, man, is huge. I scream it from the mountaintops. Some people think I over exaggerate, but I'm not. You know, you've been to these shows, so.
Oh yeah. Which is Sean doing the I forget what he called it.
Overdrive.
Overdrive. Is he doing that this year?
I would think so. I talked to Sean briefly the other day. I would think so. Like that guy doesn't miss. So
yeah.
I
wonder though, with demo days being the day before.
Yeah.
I wonder.
But doesn't the show maybe before the show opens on the first day or something? Because usually those shows don't start until like 3 o'clock in the afternoon or noon or two. Yeah. So he would, knowing him, he would squeeze something like that in. Yeah. So
I'm gonna be honest though, I didn't know what time it started, and I did Overdrive last year, and I didn't know what time it started, and I get there and I'm like, it's like 9:30. I'm standing there, I'm like, why are the doors not open? Like, I didn't realize it didn't open till, I think it was like 1 maybe.
Oh really? Yeah,
somewhere like that. But yeah, so yeah, man, I'm excited for that. And you know, keep doing what you're doing, by the way, with your podcast, which 3 nights a week, man, that's crazy. You are insane for that.
I'm starting to feel that, but we're banking shows, and it's getting easier and easier to get guys on. So that's that in the beginning, that's the hardest part. Dude, he was like pulling teeth to get guys on. Now they're knocking on my door, so that makes my life so easier, because I'm like, hey, I'm available here and here, pick a time. They pick a time, we record, and I got a producer, kind of like you have an office assistant that helps you out. If it wasn't for my producer, I wouldn't have a podcast. So
I wish that, because there are some things that I'm like, man, it takes up a lot of her time to like edit some of these things and stuff. So then I was like, man, maybe we should see about getting a producer to handle some of that, but we'll see how that all kind of goes.
Are you on podcast platforms, or are you just Facebook, or how does that work?
So we're on all social media, and then we're on, is it called RSS.com?
Well, that's a feed.
Oh, that's a feed. Okay. Yep. See, that's how much I know. Jessica just sets this stuff up. And
so if you have a feed, then you should be on, are you on Apple Podcasts, Spotify?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, we're on Spotify.
So that's what you need to tell people. This is the time, Craig, where you're like, hey, check out on all podcast platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, check out Fence Guy Friday, or whatever they got to search for.
Well, here. Check us out on Spotify, and
it was super Apple. Quiet. Yeah, it would have fits you, Craig. It fits you.
Yeah, because this is like the which we love this little Rodecaster Duo thing. Like, it does all the. Which, did you see my?
Oh, the crickets! I can barely hear it. Yeah,
you can barely hear it. I don't know how
you turn up the. You turn up the one all the way to the right, I think.
Like this one.
Yep. There you go.
Oh, there we go. See, I'm learning all this.
But yeah, it's pretty basic, Craig. It's even I figured it out. So, like, man, I'm not like the lowest man on the totem pole anymore, because one time I recorded a podcast and I turned the thing off on accident. I was like, that's how bad I am.
Last week, our camera went off like mid thing, and I was like, So then obviously I went to my camera on my computer, and I was like, well, this is awkward. Like, we're live and people are watching. So, but cool, man. Appreciate you coming on and taking the time out of your Friday. You're welcome for calling it an early Friday so we can get home and, you know, relax and stuff and get your chore list done. So, but appreciate it, man. And anytime you want me to come on yours, I'll hop on and do our thing. Be the most downloaded, the new most downloaded.
Podcast. I don't know. You don't want to. Matt's not the guy you want to test, man. He'll come back on and drop some knowledge, dude. But Craig, we'll definitely connect. I want to get you on for sure.
Yep. Appreciate it, man. So from here, what happens? I'll click off and then we'll chat. But yeah. If you didn't know how this works.
Yeah, I've been on a few. I know. I kind of know how that works. Yeah.
So appreciate everybody checking it out. Shout out to our sponsors, Contractor Accelerator, Quick Pull, and Ozark Fence and Supply. So appreciate you. And I need like an out thing.
An outro. Yeah.
See you guys. Thanks.